Psalm 89, if you'll turn there in your Bibles this morning. Psalm 89 is rather a long psalm, and we've been in it for 2 days as we're reading through the Bible in a year. It was written by Ethan the Ezraite, probably a singer from the tribe of Levi. It's a psalm of instruction. The psalm talks of the declining state of the house and kingdom of David, about the time the Israelites were captives in Babylon. Sometimes it's referred to as the Psalm of the Davidic Covenant. It definitely is a psalm about covenant. God made covenant with his people. He initiated it and he fulfills it. His people waffle in it many times. Even as Christians, we are in covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's steady, he's faithful, but sometimes we kind of waffle. Verses 1 through 18, the psalmist praises and rejoices in God. 19 through 37, he builds all his hopes on God's covenant with David. 38 through 45, he laments the present calamities because they broke the covenant. And many times I saw in that psalm, I could see the United States of America over and over again as we break the covenant, as this nation has broken the covenant with God that our forefathers came over from England to perform religious freedom in this country. And as we see the doors close to religious freedom in the US of A, we can look and see whose fault is it. It's not God's fault. It's our fault because we sat around dumb with our hands in our pockets and our eyes closed as those freedoms have been taken away from us. Praise God for those absolutely courageous cheerleaders.
Amen.
Amen. Who wanted to put up banners, right, and they fought for it. Those young kids, Bible verses. Praise God, somebody's standing for God's covenant in this country. Where'd that come from? Hallelujah. In Psalm 46 through 51, in verses 46 through 51, the psalmist prays to God. After all this lamentation, after everything that he says and kind of sad and whiny and frustrated, after all of it, he ends with the statement, "Praise the Lord forever. Amen and amen." Things can be bad. Things can be bad in this country. Things can be bad in our own personal lives where we're frustrated and things aren't going. It's not working out and things aren't going this way. And we face illness and we face all those things. But God has a covenant with each one of us. He has a covenant with you and I. He has his covenant and he keeps the covenant and he's faithful to us. So in the end, even as we're going through the bad times, we can say, "Praise the Lord forever and ever." Let's stand and let's say that last verse together. Praise the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Which brings us to, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord."